I was one of the weavers at Pāti Aroha that was mulling around the kota and listening to the stories. So we had our beautiful wahine, Ruth, Mandy and Ati. And I remember Maureen sitting in the kota with them and having a yarn about te rā and inspiring us as weavers about researching te rā and going over. And I think then it was like, it was a thought, it was a seed that was planted back then. And from there, our team went over, gathered that information, brought it back home, and taught our weavers, which I was one of them. Probably one of many that stayed on with the kaupapa. My role in te rā was the taha Māori side, the taha wairua. I think for me, it was the raranga, actually to weave people together, to have a balance throughout, making sure it was harmonious throughout our weaving wānangas. So my skill set, I guess just like everybody else, we all have pukinga, and when there came a time where you'd shine or where you figured something out, that's how it was. It was like sometimes I'd get it, sometimes I wouldn't, and one of the other weavers would get it. So, you know, there was that sharing of knowledge, understanding, techniques, the arts. So when I talk about the arts, it's all the fine techniques our tupuna our tupuna knew, and what they did to create our sail. You had to be kind of like a sailor as well as a navigator to create the sail. So, you know, through the weaving, there's been so many revelations or so many understandings through the weaving mahi. So I guess when you look at te rā, it's just an amazing taonga that has taught us, that has actually held that mātauranga Māori up until today. Throughout the years we've decoded and we've wānangaed our team Te Rāringaraupa to actually harness this mātauranga to be able to teach out to our weavers. Oh, there's so much more than just the raranga. There's the understanding of feather notching through the feathers. There's the understanding of muka, how to create the muka to be able to create the two-ply or the cordage for the sail. There's so many elements of te rā that requires skilled people. So raranga is one of them, but then you need those experts in ngā manu. For me, it's actually more about bringing home the knowledge that was lost. For me, it's about making sure that now that we have that knowledge, that it's not going to be lost, and that knowledge carries on through our weaving. In whatever form that it takes, that's our mission, is to teach this mātauranga Māori and sail making to other weavers, and hopefully to tārai waka makers. I think it's happening across the board with mātauranga Māori. You know, we have a generation that is going out there to retrieve all this knowledge, you know, to understand our mātauranga Māori, because I think through, you know, the education systems that we've been in for, you know, a long time, we haven't been fed any of this knowledge. So it's lost mātauranga for a very long time. And I feel like that we've missed out a lot. So now this generation, like Te Rāringaraupa and many other groups, are out there retrieving this knowledge, revitalising this mātauranga Māori for all of our, for everybody, ngā whānau, ngā hapū, ngā iwi. We want to share, but we need to be able to do our research first. Well, that's easy. Ngā taonga tuku iho a o tātou tūpuna. It's our tūpuna's mahi. Our tūpuna's mahi that they did. They were clever people. They were you know, every time I put my hands on the sail and I start weaving away, my memory goes back, my whakaaro goes, it connects to our tupuna. And all I can think is how sharp they would have been. And, you know, they were engineers when they were creating te ra. And I just, you know, for me it's like, learn the skills of our tupuna, because all the answers are in there. You know, well, definitely for Te Rā Ringaraupa, we hope to get sails on the water. Now, it's the beginning of a journey, but we know how long it's going to take. So here's the evidence here. Mahere Tuke Te Rangi is completed. Te Rangi Hiroa's wero is now complete. And now we start the next journey into getting our sails on the water. When they see a taonga like this, what they see is something remarkable that they could never even think their tupuna would ever make. So we're actually just showing them how amazing our tupuna were and how skilled they were. So, you know, we're bringing what was lost in the past right into the present, and then we want to drive it to the future.